Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey!
Hi.
Happy Thursday. Y'all be lucky that we're on Zoom right now and can't smell
Why?
Each other. Just because.
Why?
You reek?
I think I do. I don't know if I do or not. I got in my car this morning and I sat down. And I was like, man, it smells like throw up in here. And I was just like, what could it? And for 15 minutes driving in from South Austin to West, like I was trying to figure out, why does my car smell like throw up? And I was tracing back to 4th of July. Then I remembered 4th of July, my son ate hot dogs. My son went to sleep. Hot dogs didn't sit well with him. And he threw up all the hot dogs on our comforter. And then I realized in the trunk of my car is the comforter that I should have taken on Monday to get cleaned. I completely forgot about it.
Did a vomit-filled comforter in the trunk of your car permeate through your entire vehicle?
It has now.
Oh.
It gave me a reminder. Instead of my wife giving me a reminder or just like looking on my phone, but I realized that Sunday morning, there's a white comforter in my trunk with chunks of hot dog in there.
Wait, what's
makes
it?
Makes sense.
Are you taking it to the dry cleaners?
Well, I was supposed to take it to get cleaned.
Oh.
Why? Where would you take
it? We all have that place. We have that place that all three of us have taken the comforters to.
Yeah.
What would you do with
Zilker Park?
I probably would have just thrown it in the washing machine.
Oh, no. It's too big. I don't know what kind of
washing.
It would have worked. It's just a regular.
That's what the guy does.
Yeah.
That's what they do at the place that we take it. It's just he has industrial washing
machine.
Mine
is not industrial. You have
a big washing machine, right?
I mean, it's whatever a normal.
I would have taken a chance.
You would have taken the chance?
As opposed to taking it in. I'd have been too embarrassed.
Really?
Yeah.
You would have? Well, that's
Why?
What dry cleaners do, or like the laundromat does. I mean, that guy sees everything, or the people that work there see everything, bro.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I mean,
Alex.
Yeah.
It's been marinating.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
And it's all in my car now. I mean, it smells awful, y'all. So be lucky we're on Zoom and not in the room.
Hey, and enjoy your breakfast. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks for listening.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Wearing face masks that help prevent COVID-19 has weirdly become some kind of political issue. Angry Americans have been sending death threats to health officials who've been advocating for mask requirements, which I think is such a waste of time. You're already not wearing a mask in the middle of a pandemic. We know you want to kill us. We knew that back when you kept wearing guns to Chipotle.
I feel like there are not a lot of people laughing right now because, quite honestly, there's just not very much funny stuff going on in the world. But it was interesting. Church services last Sunday, my pastor said that it is in times like this that we need joy and happiness more than ever. So we have to seek out that humor to help get us through times like this. And one of the things he referenced, my church is in Westlake, but he used to live downtown. And he talked about every single day on his way home, he would pass by El Arroyo.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always stop and look at the sign. And he threw up all of his favorite El Arroyo signs, which, no matter what, always puts me in a good mood.
Totally.
Right? With you guys?
That was the only reason I go down Fifth Street.
Oh, my gosh. They're genius. And I don't know if they were the ones that originally coined this, but this was on their sign. I feel like most of the stuff that they post is original.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I always thought it was like if you worked there as a server that they kind of just had like a drop bucket and everybody got to contribute to that.
That's what
it was
I've heard
like what
as
I
well.
Heard.
Let's ask the owner, Ellis.
Hey.
Hey, man, how are you?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Full of joy this morning because I'm thinking about the El Arroyo sign. I'm wondering if everything that is posted on the sign out front is original.
No, we get a lot of user submitted stuff. Sometimes we'll try to track down if it, you know, a lot of it is original. A lot of what we put up there is, but you'll have stuff that people send in that's just funny.
Oh, okay.
We'll throw it up.
So you will take submissions, and if someone sees something that they think is funny, they'll put it up there as well?
Yeah.
I got you. Y'all do an amazing job. It's weird. You probably never envisioned that it would be such an iconic piece of Austin.
Yeah, I mean, it's turned into something way beyond what we ever would have imagined for sure. I mean, there's people all over the world that bought.
Has anyone ever tried to steal the sign?
No.
Don't give me any ideas, Alex.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, man, yeah, don't give me any ideas. It weighs an enormous amount. It did blow over one time in the wind, though.
Wow.
There was like a massive storm, and the wind actually pushed it over. That or some drunk people pushed it over, and we blamed it on the wind. I don't know which one it was.
Hey, all right. Now, let me ask you about a post, and you tell me if it was you guys that originally posted this. It's been out for a couple of years now, but it's very timely, the reason I bring this up. I remember on your sign at El Arroyo, which I have a very difficult time saying for whatever reason, how many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's?
Yeah. I don't know if we came up with that or not. I'd have to go look. But, yeah, some of that stuff, it's pretty hard to find original sources for stuff, for jokes on the internet.
So who knows where it originally came from, but it was on the sign.
Uh-huh.
And it has since become this funny gif that has turned into a T-shirt that sells on Etsy. And Rob Lowe was on Conan on Tuesday night. And Rob told the best story about how he contacted Lowe's headquarters to see if Lowe's would like to capitalize on this viral humor.
I was like, how do I get a piece of this? So I had my managers and agents call Lowe's and say, this is an internet thing. It's a sensation. It's on the internet. It's this kind of cool, subversive thing. There are shirts being sold. We should do something with Lowe's. And they were like, we don't really see the connection. Like, okay.
They said, no one's really buying things over the internet. Just relax.
They did. That's what the people at Lowe's said. They didn't get it.
They didn't get it.
Yeah.
How many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's? We don't see the connection.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
Last night in Late Night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
I, like everyone, spent this past weekend watching Hamilton on Disney+. Of course, this being Disney, Hamilton now has a new sidekick, a plucky animated turtle voiced by Mindy Kaling. Yes, Hamilton, the show that caused your aunt to say, look at the legs on Thomas Jefferson.
Constructing the perfect text is hard because you have to read it over and over again. Sometimes you have to send it off to your friends and get their corrections.
So true.
But better yet, come to us. We'll help you out.
Need to send a perfect text. Need to send a perfect text. Need to send a perfect text. Booker, Alex, and we're going to write it for you. Booker, Alex, and we're going to write it for you. Booker, Alex, and we're going to write it for you. Tell us your problem. We'll give it a shot. The perfect text, just why? Come on.
Three heads are better than one. Yeah. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Kelly.
What's up, Kelly?
Hi. Hey. How
Kelly
are
lives
you?
In Cedar Park and needs to send the perfect text to her neighbor.
Yeah, so my neighbor will not stop coming over to my house, and it is super pissing me off because, you know, like, COVID.
I don't know what that is.
Tell us more.
she just popping in like Kramer.
Yeah.
Look at you with that Seinfeld reference for not having to seen the show.
I do know that part. Hey. So why would she think it's okay to just pop in?
I mean, we're close neighbors, and it was, like, pretty normal for us to just walk into each other's homes unannounced, but
yeah, but now it's different.
Now, like, she can no longer do that.
So that's off limits. So you need to undo what you have spent a long time doing.
Yes.
I think it's rude just people dropping in anywhere.
Yeah, well, some people are totally okay with it. I imagine Sarah is probably cool with it. Like, you probably have, like, tight enough friends that can just walk on in, right?
Yeah, and, like, vice versa. Like, I'll often hear, like, oh, my house is a mess, but you're allowed to see it. Because we've seen each other's rooms in college, and, like, nothing is worse than that. So, like, we don't judge imperfectness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so forget about us. We got to get to Kelly.
Let me add, like, we're in this weird part of quarantine right now where I think everybody was respectful those first couple months. And now everybody's kind of like gone rogue and doing their own thing.
I mean, seriously.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, and you have to respect what everybody's doing. It might not be your thing, but you have to respect what the other person is choosing. Meaning, if the other neighbor is choosing to still quarantine hardcore, then you have to respect that.
So much easier for a guy to say this to another guy than a girl to another girl. Because dudes, like, Booker, let's reenact how we would tell each other to not do it.
Hey, man, chill for a while until we get this thing under control.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
No worries.
So...
See,
I don't think anybody is quarantining anymore, by the way. I think you're just staying home more. Nobody is locked in anymore.
No.
People are coming and going all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a matter of how much you choose to stay home versus get out.
Ooh, we need signs in front yards of like red, yellow, or green, like that says like a limit.
Yeah.
That's a great
how
idea.
How cool, huh?
Yeah, my light would always be red.
Whatever.
I don't even want my family in the house.
I mean, it's just funny because you're saying it, but it's really not funny.
No, it's funny. All right,
that's
so
funny.
Sarah, why don't you start with this?
Oh, man. I think you just need to full-on blame COVID.
It is because of COVID, so it's not
blaming
anybody. It's true. Okay.
And just say, like, I can't wait to get back to the day where we can walk into each other's home unannounced.
That's good. I'm laughing at that.
But unfortunately, I just don't think we're there yet.
Well, how does she start that conversation?
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, maybe I think we're kind of right at that point. So can you put us on speakerphone real quick?
Yeah, hold on a sec.
All right. Get ready for some gold, Kelly.
Well, I think you start by saying, you know, I love our relationship, our neighbor relationship.
Huh. It's a little too formal to start the conversation. Like, hey, girl, hey, or something like to break the ice, you know?
Hey, girl, hey.
Yeah.
Ooh, what about if you start like saying, dang, I hate COVID? That being
upon
said,
upon further reflection.
Right. Okay. It's like, oh, are you sick of 2020 yet?
There you go.
Question mark.
I love that.
There
That's
you go.
That's the icebreaker.
Ugh. Are you sick of 2020 yet? Question mark. All right. That's my contribution. Go
I
ahead,
like
Sarah.
That. I like it a lot.
Can we just say, like, can we just keep the...
Until this blows over, let's keep one another's homes off limits.
Yeah, something like that. Like, can we just keep to ourselves a little bit longer.
Ooh. All right, what did you say, Booker? I forgot. I got a man's brain.
I don't know. What did I say, Kelly? Did you keep track of that at all?
Yeah, well, I got, Ugh, are you sick of 2020 yet all typed out? Because I like that.
Okay, here we go. You ready for it?
Yeah.
You ready for it?
Okay.
I miss you popping into my home, but until COVID dies out, I don't know. It just sounds like a breakup now.
Yeah, but when she says I miss that, that's kind of like a, like if my wife said, I miss your hugs and kisses, and I go over and give her a hug and kiss.
You get more of it, so
she'll
pop over more. Yeah.
How about this? My husband sent this really funny joke. It said, you said everything would be back to normal in June. July.
I saw that too.
Okay.
That's funny.
That is the way to start it. That is an awesome joke. By the way, who said that one? Your husband made that up, or you guys who?
No, it's a meme.
I love it. I'm going to steal it. Oh, I mean, I guess it's out there. I can just use
it. It's J-U-L-Y-E-D.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
July. Okay, but what's that got to do with not coming to my house?
Oh, that's a good point. I think you just say, like, hey, girl, I need to keep the house off limits from neighbors.
Right.
A little bit longer.
I like you saying a little bit longer because it doesn't seem like a long time, but like, what is a little bit? I mean, a little bit seems like it's almost over. You can come over soon.
All right, Kelly, what do you have so far?
Okay, so I have, Ugh, are you sick of 2020 yet? So sorry, but I need to keep the house off limits till neighbors for just a little while longer to be safe.
What do you think, Sarah?
Man, that was good.
I think it's not our most salacious perfect text, but.
All right, so say it one more time.
Ugh, are you sick of 2020 yet? So sorry, but I need to keep the house off limits to neighbors for just a little while longer to be safe. ...
It's good, but it needs to wrap up.
Yeah, and then maybe send the meme.
There you go.
Joke? Yeah, I like that.
We can
forward you the meme.
Yeah, I'll forward it to you.
This is awesome.
You said everything would be better in June. July'd.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best. Thank you.
I like that. That works for me.
All right. Send.
Send.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
I'll tell you, more and more every day, I'm appreciating the fact that Kim Kardashian is able to live and deal with Kanye West.
Seriously.
He talked to Forbes about his political platform. You probably heard that he's running for president. And yes, some of his ideas are as off the wall as you would expect. Maybe he's serious about running for president. I don't know. He has zero campaign apparatus, just two advisors, Elon Musk and his wife, Kim. He has a running mate in mind, a Wyoming preacher named Michelle Tidball, and his slogan is yes, in all caps, of course. He unofficially started a new party called the Birthday Party because, quote, when we win, it's everybody's birthday.
Okay, Kanye, stop.
Now, you remember he was all about Donald Trump. They went to the White House, and he was all pro-Trump.
Got their picture taken, right. Everything, man.
But now he's off the Trump train. He says, looks like one big mess to me. I don't like that I caught wind that he hid in the bunker. He adds that he is officially, quote, taking the red hat off. But he says he would be running as a Republican if Trump wasn't in the picture. He adds that he wore the MAGA hat to protest, quote, the segregation of votes in the black community, and also because, quote, I like Trump hotels and the saxophones in the lobby. Kanye has always been resistant to the pressure that is on black people to vote Democrat. He says, quote, Democrats are threatening us to the point where Joe Biden could tell a black man, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. Kanye also revealed that he had the coronavirus in February, but he's totally against vaccines, even one for COVID. Did you hear me? He's against vaccines, even for COVID.
Makes sense.
Kanye said that's the mark of the beast. They want to put chips inside of us. They want to do all kinds of things to make it where we can't cross the gates of heaven.
Dude.
Kanye is pro-life because it's the word of the Bible, but he doesn't have much use for Black History Month, which he calls torture porn. He wants to put God back in schools. He's against the death penalty. He wants to end police brutality, and he wants to get the chemicals out of our deodorant and toothpaste because...
Stop.
They, quote, affect our ability to be of service to God. He's anti-abortion and believes Planned Parenthood has been placed inside cities by white supremacists to do the devil's work. And if you dig superhero movies, you will be very happy in Kanye's America because it's going to be based on the fictional nation of Wakanda from Black Panther.
All I know
wow.
is that I was watching The Kardashians the other day. It was a rerun. And it was when Kanye and Kim took over the family Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim was sitting in the back of the car like, Kanye, this is embarrassing that you want to spend this much on a Christmas party. We can't build an ice skating rink, okay? We can't have it snow. We can't do all of this stuff. And in my head, I'm thinking like, what is he wanting to spend? Like $10 million on a Christmas party? Y'all, he can't be our president.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he just can't.
The most stylish one, though, right? Like, I mean, give him that.
Yes, they would be stylish.
He is saying, for what it's worth, that he is doing this to win and not to promote his new album.
Which has to be for the album, guys.
Well, he suggests he's going to give away the album for free. So
No way. He's totally 100% running. I mean, he's not running for president because he hasn't done any of the things I don't think that you have to do, like fill out the forums and the whatnot. But he totally thinks he is.
So earlier this month when the reboot of Unsolved Mysteries hit Netflix, my wife was so excited because that was like her jam as a kid watching it. And maybe she'll be just as excited for these reboots coming back. So earlier this year, we announced that ABC is going to be making a reboot of Supermarket Sweep. It's going to be starring SNL alum Leslie Jones as the new host. Well, in the meantime, while we wait for that, Netflix has released 15 episodes of the show for us just to revisit a happy time that was during Supermarket Sweep, which, by the way, I didn't know that it was a show from the 60s originally, and then it like came in the 90s on Lifetime, and then I believe I saw it when it aired between 99 and 2003.
I don't know anything about that show.
You don't?
It's
like you get a shopping cart, like you're up against like, it's three of you, correct? And then like you have an X amount of time to go like pick out stuff, right?
Yeah, I think it's whoever's cart has the highest value wins. So you have to be real strategic as to what you get, what'll fit in the car, and how much you could get and what amount of time. I've done this before for charity.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, like food banks and stuff like that.
I would love to do this. I mean, it's just like the dumb little things like this right now during this time is like what we need. You know what I'm saying? It just feels good.
Do you want to know the Brad Booker technique?
What is it?
I went straight to two things.
Okay.
The meat and the baby formula.
Oh, you did your homework, man. Also hearing that ABC has handed out a pilot production commitment to a new version of The Wonder Years with Fred Savage attached to direct. I know The Wonder Years was Sarah's jam. You ready for a new one?
Yeah, this is going to be like a black family, right?
Yeah, based in the 60s, I believe, from Montgomery, Alabama.
And heads up, Fred Savage, who was, you know, in the original, he has been directing. Like, that's not, like, new for him.
Right,
really where his bread and butter has been coming from the past few years. years.
Ooh, I want to hear if Brad Booker's done this one or been on this show. NBC is bringing back The Weakest Link with Jane Lynch as their host and executive producer.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Remind me?
I oh my God, Sarah. About.
The Weakest Link was that woman from the UK. She looked like an old curmudgeon that was very angry and very mean. And
yeah.
She would yell at people and, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yes, you'll be hearing that over and over and over again. That show, by the way, from the UK in 2000. And we created the American version that aired on NBC between 2001 and 2003. All good shows, man. I'm down for these reboots.
I really like that show. And I think Jane Lynch would be great.
Totally.
Is it like a trivia show?
Yeah. It's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? But if you're the weakest link, then you go.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I love going on a road trip, and one of my favorite things to do on a road trip is to go into the random gas stations and see what Lay's flavors they have, because I feel like I can never just find them normal. It's always like on a road trip in the middle of like some podunk town that you see the Lay's chip that's like the new featured chip of the moment, and Lay's just released 5 new limited edition flavors of chips. Are y'all into these? I love these.
Some
I
of
love
them are good. Them. Some of them are bad. Yeah. Like I remember the last time I really bought the flavored chips, like the wacky ones, was remember when they did chicken and waffles, and they did like a bunch of other ones, like maybe 2 years ago.
I'm not a potato chip guy, and Lay's is like bottom of the barrel as far
for
as
you?
I'm concerned. It's disgusting. If I'm gonna waste calories, I ain't gonna be on Lay's.
I love them.
Ugh.
I love Lay's OG. I don't need flavors, yes. But I'd love to hear the new ones.
All right, so here's the new ones. They are all based on food from famous restaurants around the country.
Ooh, okay.
And they're going to be around through early September.
Go
all right,
ahead.
From Grimaldi's in New York.
Yes.
We have New York style pizza.
Oh my God.
From Party Fowl in Nashville. We have Nashville hot chicken. Yes. Put that on some little like dip, like a little sour cream dip.
Oh yeah.
From Gino's Steaks in Philly. We have Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
This one I think sounds really good. From El Torito in LA, Carnitas Street Taco.
Wow.
Yes?
That's interesting.
No, I'm in. And then from Casino Azul in Albuquerque, a chile relleno.
I will say that they did a great job coming up with the flavors. It's still going to taste like crap, but it's interesting.
Yeah, none of them are ever going to be great. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but it's cool. I like exactly what Booker said. It was. It's very cool how they rolled this time.
By the way, you were talking about Grimaldi's from New York. There is a Grimaldi's pizza in San Antonio.
Is there? Is it worth it?
it's better than a Lay's potato chip, I can tell you that. Kanye claims he had the coronavirus. Netflix has original episodes of the beloved 90s game show Supermarket Sweep. And Weakest Link is coming back, too, with Jane Lynch. And Lay's has 5 new chip flavors. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming on your phone and smart speakers. Listen to us at home or anywhere on the radio.com app.
His current record is 1,437 wins with just 123 losses this morning. Sarah and I rooted for Shelby. Shelby lives in Giddings, makes the commute to LaGrange where she sells cars. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Shelby!
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you up for this?
Yes.
All right, good. Good luck to you. I'm going to leave the room right now while Sarah asks you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished, I'll be right back to answer the same 5, and all you need to do is get more right than me to win, okay?
All right.
All right.
Yeah. All right, Shelby. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Okay.
Question number 1, they just announced Jude Law will play Captain Hook in Peter Pan and Wendy, which is the new, like, you know, live action remake of Peter Pan. Who is Captain Hook's sidekick? He's a boatswain. I think that's how you say it.
But the alligator, I don't know his name though.
Okay. Usain Bolt has revealed the name of his newborn daughter. It's Olympia Lightning Bolt. Usain Bolt reps what country?
I don't know.
Okay. Fred Savage is 44 years old today. In The Princess Bride, he is wearing a football jersey for what team?
Cowboys.
Billie Eilish had a serious crush on what pop star when she was a kid? On a recent podcast, she said her mother even told her, I just want to say we did consider taking you to therapy because you were in so much pain over him. He sings songs like Intention.
Oh,
Justin Bieber.
And finally, Will Ferrell now has a hit song from his new Netflix movie. Who is his co-host in the movie Eurovision Song Contest? She also co-starred in The Notebook.
Rachel McAdams.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
That was so horrible.
No, that's okay.
Y'all good. Hey, hey, hey.
How'd it go?
She got two.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. I feel like I should be able
slow,
to get three.
Finish strong.
Finish strong. Good.
All right, here we go.
All right.
So Jude Law is going to play Captain Hook in Peter Pan and Wendy, a remake of the classic Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Captain Hook's sidekick? He's a boatswain.
A boatswain?
Boatswain.
Oh, you don't know what a boatswain is?
Boatswain. I don't know. I have no idea, sir. I know I should
Smee.
Probably. The what?
Smee. Smee.
Smee?
Yeah. He's always yelling for Smee.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I got nothing on
no
that one.
Wow.
Smee didn't know.
Okay.
Why didn't you
Usain
tell Smee?
Bolt.
Dude.
Mm. Usain Bolt has revealed the name of his newborn daughter. It is Olympia Lightning Bolt.
Are you kidding me?
I can't even have a straight
no.
face.
She best be fast.
Seriously.
Well, you know what? That's
what?
For the fastest man in the world, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, it's just going to suck when it's time in school for her to run the mile and they're like, come on, Lightning Bolt.
Right, that's true. Yeah, you know she's going to be fast, though.
So. Yeah, she will.
Okay, so Usain Bolt reps what country?
I think it's Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fred Savage is 44 years old today. In the film, The Princess Bride, he is wearing a football t-shirt jersey, repping what team?
Oh, man. That's my wife's favorite movie of all time. Meanwhile, I've seen it a zillion times. I'm thinking, oh, wait.
Five.
Okay. Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know.
No, the Bears. Chicago Bears.
Oh, right.
Navy shirt, little orange accent. Billie Eilish had a serious crush on what pop star when she was a kid?
Justin
on a recent
Bieber.
Podcast, her mom said, I just want to say we did consider taking you to therapy. And he sings the song Intention. What was your answer, Booker?
Intentions, and it's Justin Bieber, yeah.
Yes, and finally, the song Husovic from the movie Eurovision Song Contest debuted at number 16 on the Billboard Digital Song Charts, giving Will Ferrell his first hit song. Who was his co-star? Hence, she was in The Notebook.
Rachel McAdams.
Yes. That means that you got three right.
Wow.
Barely winning
today.
That
isn't too bad, then.
Did you know the Smee?
No.
I figured as soon as Sarah said it, I would be like, well, yeah, of course. But
yeah.
I don't know that I've ever heard that.
Well, when she said Captain Hook, the only thing that came to my mind was the alligator.
Oh, the alligator.
Hmm. Have you ever seen the movie?
Yeah, I did, but I'm blowed. Oh, no.
Not your best.
Maybe.
Not
okay,
your best.
All right.
Not your best.
Not your best.
Leave with the win.
All right. Well, thank you so much for playing, Shelby.
Well, thank y'all for having me. I'm Shelby, and I can't beat Booker.
Shelby.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Jeremy, who met a girl named Riley at a fireworks stand, and he thought that there was an explosion between the two of them when apparently it just fizzled out. So we're going to find out why Riley has ghosted him. It's an all-new Waiting by the Phone, and it's on the way in just minutes on Mix 94.7.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Beyonce announced that on July 31st, she's releasing the vaccine. No, I'm sorry. She's releasing a visual album on Disney Plus inspired by The Lion King. Now, I had the honor of playing Timon in The Lion King with Beyonce last year, and I'm excited to announce that Disney is now doing a spin-off of The Lion King about Timon, and I am telling you, if you like Black Panther, you will love Gay Meerkat.
Getting ghosted sucks, and sometimes you just need closure to find out why. Well, we're here to help. It's Waiting by the Phone. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Jeremy.
Hey.
Hello.
We're going to do our best to help you out with Riley, but first we need to know the situation. So this was fireworks related. That's what we know.
Yeah, and I was hoping for more fireworks, but
look at you.
There you go. Okay, bang, bang. So what exactly happened? How did you guys meet?
Me and a few buds go to one of those little firework stands and got to talking to this really cute girl at the stand that ended up working for her family. So her family owned the stand.
Mm-hmm.
After spending like, we had to at least have dropped over $100 each. I got brave enough to just say, hey, you know, mind if we blow these up here?
Okay.
So the family was really nice, and they actually offered us beers from inside the stand and whatnot, so we ended up hanging out.
Are you allowed to have alcohol at firework stands? I didn't think you were.
You know, I'm not here to rat them out. Everybody really I don't know the rules, but they were pretty, you know, they were pretty rowdy and cool and friendly people. So,
okay.
Yeah, we ended up hanging out. Uh-huh. And a few drinks deep, I got the bravery to just ask her for a number.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I texted her the next day after an awesome night. We had a great night. We spent the night drinking. Everybody was rowdy. We blew up. They blew up. It was great. It was a good time.
Can you be more specific? Is it spent the night? Like, you guys hung out. You blew up some fireworks. You had some drinks.
Yeah.
But that was it. Then you went home.
Well, pretty much. I mean, you know, we hooked up a little bit, but nothing crazy. Oh, okay. I mean, I could tell that she liked me, so she was trying to be all brand new. You know how the girls do that or whatever.
Well, let's call the number and see if we can reach her.
Hello?
Hello, Riley?
Yes.
Hi, it's Brad Booker and Alex Franco and Sarah Osborne. We're on the radio this morning on Mix 94.7. Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Hey.
Might have heard of us and the segment called Waiting by the Phone. We also have Jeremy on the phone who said that he met you at a fireworks stand and had a great night with you, but since then you haven't called or returned any of his texts. So all we're here to do is just to try to facilitate a little communication.
He called you guys?
He did.
And he is.
Hey, Ryan.
Really? You have some balls. Like, I'm so pissed off at you.
I don't.
You stole from
me. I'm sorry. I'm lost.
You, what, forgot about that really expensive bundle of fireworks that's worth $600 that magically disappeared that night that you were there when you and your buddies went to grab beer? You stole that.
There's no way that I would take, and I can vouch for my friends now, too. I don't know what happened. There was a bunch of people all around that stand. You were being really cool with everyone, and I just know about us. We were so thankful to be out there and be accepted like that by your family that there's no way my friends would take that from you. I know this.
You,
we can call them up right now if you want.
Went back.
I would have never done something like that, Riley. I'm sorry. No. Nope.
I can't imagine, Riley, that he would call us.
Call. Yeah.
And try to facilitate.
I can't be responsible for that. I'm sorry. So,
I don't know.
Jeremy.
This has never happened to me before, ever working the stand.
So, wait,
and
Riley.
The 1 year where I let you
my mouth is on the floor, yo.
Hey.
She got yelled at by her parents.
You got yelled at by your parents?
Yeah. After they left, like, my parents were going through, you know, restocking, counting what was left, all that stuff, you know? And it was missing. Like, that was, like, the 1 year where we finally bought something that big to sell, and it was gone.
We have no idea about anything, but I find it difficult to believe if Jeremy or his buddies, or if he knew that his buddies stole $600 worth of...
I got you, bro.
Jeremy.
Jeremy's trying to defend, man.
Wait it out for a second here. So I have a very difficult time believing that he would try to get in touch with you. He'd be long gone if he stole $600 worth of fireworks.
Right.
Don't you agree, Sarah?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He would not call a radio station and track you down.
This is like those people.
He likes you.
This is like those people that rob a bank and get away with it, and then they go back to rob another. It's like, don't go back to another bank if you've already robbed one and got away with it, right?
Or it's like robbing a bank and then going back in and asking the teller out on a date.
Exactly.
You're not going to do that.
He's not going to do that. And by the way, can you please go back and explain what the $600 bundle is? Because I am just curious what that consists of. I know that's not the fact of the matter here, the conversation.
What's in a $600 fireworks bundle?
So, you guys have been to, Disneyland. Have you ever seen, a humongous fireworks show to that extent?
Oh, yeah. Those are awesome.
Yeah, so pyro deluxe, multiple shots going at once, glitter, different lights, a decisive battle, and it ends with a bitonical blast. Like, it's massive. It's huge. Like, it's amazing.
Oh,
so
she's got it.
She knows her fireworks.
Dude. Well, hold on. I didn't see any of that. Everybody was shooting off their single stuff.
Well, okay.
Maybe you didn't do it, but then one of your buddies did, okay? And you're associated with them.
So then you're clearly not interested in going out with them.
No, that's why they've been ignoring him.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Riley, and I'm sorry it turned out this way.
It's like they've been dating for 5 years.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.